Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Thank you so much to Johan Els. Thank you very much. It's always an honor to link from you. Thank you very much. And it is always a prayer that much of us, you know, be able to meet your standards. Hey, yeah. May the Father bless you abundantly, sir. Thank you so much for the beautiful show. And it is Thursday Live. It is. We trust the Father is blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. And, of course, I will join up with our guests. I just want to play a song that we haven't played in a while. And this is a beautiful one by the Commodores. I don't know if you remember this one.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The Commodores there. Beautiful song, Jesus is Love. Thursday Live, the name of the show. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Our guests are here, and of course, I have the files by Mashadi Mutobi. And we are talking about leaders with double standards. Yeah? Yeah. Anyway, let us welcome Mfundisi Makamu. Greetings to you, Mruti, and welcome to the show. And then an Apostle Pumla.
And Apostle Pumla, Mifukile.
And I'm not joking. They must just get ready. We are going to Maputo. Yeah, we are going to Maputo, man. And we also have Landu Tato on the line also. Landu Tato. Tato, greetings. Welcome.
Greetings, and all the speakers and all the lovely Radio Pulpit listeners. Super blessed to be here. Yeah, I always say this. I'm so blessed to be part of those because, it's really beautiful being in the Council of the Wise.
Okay. I hear you. I remember me saying those words when I was young, you know. But you need to be consistent, you know. It's good. I like it. I like it. What you just said is amazing. And we also have the Apostle Pumla Mfene. Welcome back, and welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
And I hope your trip was great.
Yeah, it was. Thank you so much. I had a wonderful time. I thank God that you kept me and I'm back home.
Yes.
It's good to be back.
It's good to be back. But are you ready? Because I also see people calling on you in the South Americas. People are calling on you. In Africa, not only Africa Zonga, but throughout Africa, the continent, and also Africans in the diaspora are calling out for you, and it's just amazing, man. And we just trust ukuthi kuyoba mnandi kakhulu ngendlela esimanga. Yes, yes, yes. And of course, Tonight we are talking about leaders with double standards, man. You know, leaders with double standards, ish. You can also call them false shepherds in a way. Check it out. In Isaiah 56 verse 10, these are leaders. His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down and loving to slumber. And the father wants to bring in his business into the church, but check what the leaders are all about. You know? Check what the leaders are all about. And in verse 11, it says, yes, they are greedy dogs, which never have enough. And they are shepherds who cannot understand. One for his own gain, for his own territory. Even with whatever it is that they do, it is for selfish reasons. They don't uplift the communities, even if it is the economics that is brought on to them. It is for their own greed and not for the communities. These are the leaders. The word speaks on leaders with double standards. And then also, when you look into Isaiah 9 verse 16, it says, for the leaders of these people cause them to err, and those who are led by them are destroyed. So whatever it is that is done by this, even if on one Sunday this leader can just appear to be talking wut and pilgrim, look at his principles and his pillars and people he associates with and the people who run him. And if it is money that runs him, if it is secret societies that run him, even if he may talk whatever he talks, he will cause you to err and end up being destroyed. We have those kinds of leaders even these days. Quite sad. Now, there are solemn charges that the father gives to ministers. Solemn charges that he gives to ministers. Even though they are guardians, he says, in Isaiah 52 verse 8, your watchmen shall lift up their voices. With their voices they shall sing together, for they shall see eye to eye when the Elohim brings back Zion. Leaders who basically do not foster and speak the language of unity, the unity of the body, oneness. These are leaders with double standards. They have the church, but at the same time, they perpetuate the division of the church so that they can meet their own interests. Quite sad we see such kind of leaders. It is sad. Such also are leaders who are supposed to be watchmen, chosen instruments of the Most High. They're supposed to be that. They're supposed to be chosen instruments of the Most High. Check this out about these leaders. Check this out. Now, it says in Jeremiah 10, verse 21, for the shepherds have become dull-hearted. I know some other versions says they've become brutish and have not sought the Elohim. Therefore, they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered. Now, because of the manner in which leaders are leading, the flock is going to be affected, scattered. Greed for money, businesses which are illicit, human trafficking and all those drugs and all those things, then we will see much of the people becoming scattered, much of the people actually becoming somehow people who have no direction. And that is what we see. We talk about that. We trust the Father is blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I are the best of friends. And of course, we are talking about this. And then we will also open up the lines. You will talk to us as much as you can. The WhatsApp is open. You can talk as many times as you want about this. Leaders with double standards. Today we see such kinds. Leaders with double standards. It is quite sad.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Tapelo ya musiami inonofile go dira tse digolo fa ile ya tswafalo. Ka kopo tswela go rapella Radio Pulpit le tiro e re dirang mo lefaseng la Afrika Borwa le kontle ganaga.
All right, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, we are touching on double standards, you know, of leaders these days. Double standards, man. In corrupt actions, you find them there. Leader, double standards. We are on the we are on the newspapers for all the wrong reasons, man. These double standards are quite a sad thing. Mfundis Makam. Now, when we talk about this, man, the Father is talking quite a lot. I've read quite a lot with regards to leaders. Nangendlela baziphatha ngayo, awu madoda, kubuhlungu.
Umfundisi wami, angicale njengokubingelela ibandla likaNkulunkulu kuRadio Pulpit. Umfundisi, kubuhlungu lokhu kwenzakalayo. Ngike ngokutshela umfundisi ngelinye ilanga sixoxa khona la emoyeni la. Ngikhuluma ngo one of the principals wezazobhabhatiselwa endlini ngendoda yomfundisi esembhatalisa even 5,000. That pastor is from West Africa. This lady ukuze aphuma kwalela bandla wa umngane wenkosikazi kamfundisi.
Hey my dad.
One day while she was coming from school and dlula lapha, let him see my friend because bakhula bonke kuphi lapha babengazani, but ibandla lifikela bahlanganisa. So uma afika thola ukuthi unkosikazi ufika wapake moto wakhuphuka amastepisi. Uma afika amalaphana athola unkosikazi uyathetha, uyathukana. Uyenzela abantu bangithelela esotweni. You're sleeping with the girls in the church. Se umamele ke lo wami lo. You're sleeping with the girls in the church. If I can tell them that you are selling drugs, what will happen to the church?
Yo.
If I can tell them that if you are a sangoma, but you're not a pastor, what will happen to the church?
Umile
ke lo. Ngangimncenga ngimtshaya ukuthi le nto yokubhabhatisa ngama-five colors yeyinsipho nama-5,000 ayikho. This person wafika wakuprofeta kuvula isandla. Is a sangoma. Ayenze palm reading. Is a sangoma. Eyala.
Yeah.
Then uma ezwa lesi story lesi lapho, azange asangena, wangena emoteni ngispita ngifanela. Mfundisi, please, but makamu ngiyakutshela ngitshela ukuthi. Ngingena emoteni.
Yes.
Uma ngifika ngimthola ukuphefumulela phezulu.
Yeah.
Ngiyaxolisa baba. Ukuthi ma ubeyontshelile. Ngiyaxolisa. So ufind out kanjani? And ngaleso sikhathi lesi urekruta abantu la ku-cell group le nginayo la. Se abayisabe.
Ayayayayayayay.
You understand? This is the life esiphilayo yabafundisi who are there in the church bagqoke isikhumba semvukati ngaphakathi bangama-wolves. Kuthi
Uti the lady, the wife, the wife, if I can tell the church that you are a drug dealer, what will happen? If I can tell the church that you are a sangoma, what will happen? Uchela indoda. And if I can tell the church that you are sleeping with these girls in the church, in the church choir, what will happen? Isn't it then Zakana, you listen into this up? That very same pastor came to my cell group. Was like, I'll keep it 1,000 rand.
Yeah.
It's a very sad story from this. I'll keep it 1,000 rand. And as you go to choose, Kanjani. When Nikada Umunyasi said, a pan and gang and business and get gum and about Bena Vera with TV. That is as Anga says, the commercial group one. When Yamalala say, Ateno, Unkurunkur say, Uli. Emuva, someone at TV, Kutuna Abeka say, Beijing. Uboshiwe.
Yeah, I remember the story. Yeah,
we understand now. From this one, these are the things Emma Banjen is corner. Jango Banish and Jokutuna. There are churches that people tend to swap corner, my drugs, I'm a banja. Wonke lezinto ezenzakalayo and akumelanga zikhuzwe ngoba uma zakhuzwa abantu labaphethe imali laba la bazohamba and the pastor would be broke. I was very angry at my best friend say avela kwe TV, national TV, bambu yamkhubula ubona izindela musi kuthi ukhuluma kanjani e presenter. Umbuza ngo, kutin, what do you say about gays and lesbians? At least let's leave that topic to another day.
Yeah.
How? But I found out with my back at the motor zoo too. He was a man who is a losing concon, it is too like quiet in the pie.
Yes.
You understand?
That's a set.
And that was a good platform, kutina. Jango Bangila. And you can imagine a bangboni bona and can kuluma easy. Goba easy liti. Speak the word, shame the devil. So if banda place cutting it up for abantu, kuna besa swaning, shangan sakit and fundi sanganzuto uzo sizwa yin, isangan sakit biza kuti ilumpana. Ilumpana lela. Ngisizulu sakini bathi unwabo.
Yeah, unwabo
ngiyabona. Abafundile ke bathi Chameleon.
Yeah.
Lapho sifika khona ku green naso, sethintsha. Lapho sifika khona ku pink, sethintsha. Why a leader must stand his ground? Ungathenga ubuso, ungathenga ukuthi unkosikazi wami, ungathenga ukuthi ubani uzohamba nemali ora kuza kuba njani. Stand your ground, speak the word. As long as ukhuluma what is in the word, even noma ngaba leyo nto leyo iphinde ishaya wena as a leader, but speak it.
Yeah.
Ile isikhathi esiphila kuso namhlanje.
Quite sad.
This is because lapa abantu bangasa ungase shumayelwa khona izwi. Uma kuvula inkonzo.
Yes.
Kuvulelwa for a business. Sengibonile nje futhi na ama Bible sikhulunyana akhona right now. Afundise business, church as a business.
Yeah.
Yebo. Kukhona subject lapha ethi church as a business. You understand? Where is uNkulunkulu? Ufuna kuti activate the gift that he has given us. That gift, when you activate u preach is umanga wa uNkulunkulu kubizele to teach the word. The uNkulunkulu will never fail you. So don't take abantu lababa khona la obayenza business, akusiy business yako, akusiy foroko yako lela. Abantu baka uNkulunkulu, when you teach the word, abantu uNkulunkulu azobathinta bazokunikelela. Umnikelo uma uteacher futhi uteacher according to his word.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Muruti. I really appreciate. We are talking about double standards on leaderships these days. We are touching that issue of double standards. Let me bring this to you, Apostle Pumla. You know, much of the times, the very aspect of double standards it is something that we even look down at. We don't take much, you know, look into it in the truest of words. But the word speaks this in Jeremiah 23, verses 2. Therefore, thus says the Elohim, Yahuwah of Israel, against the shepherds who feed my people. You have scattered my flock, driven them away, and not attended to them. Behold, I will attend to you for the evil of your doings, says the Elohim. And we see this. We see this with the corruption. We see this with bad business dealings. We see this with perverted words, you know. Also we see this with invented formats of gospeling. And it's quite sad, Apostle.
You know, typically in computer back in the days when I was still a student, go some varsity.
Yes.
So Naridula in the house, really the student.
Yes.
So now, we would always host different speakers. Go chapel. Maybe it's a chapel.
Yes, chapel. Yes.
Student, yeah. So we would always have pastors from different places to come and minister to us as students.
Yeah.
So in Grenada, the lady I think I said to go varsity. So some of the pastors who could have invited her for either lunch or dinner or whatever to just come and have a sort of fresh. Now we're still on the issue of double standards, isn't it?
Yes.
So now you would find that this man or this woman treats heaven down. Now on this particular day they invited this great man of God that you know, Arera, he preached powerfully. So, and then he was invited for lunch. And then for some strange reason, I don't know what actually happened, ended up under the number of one guy, Oliana Nadila Moho.
Yeah.
Fast forward and cut a long story short, Muriti, this guy, I don't know, I think under the false pretense, I would only wait for him. You know, coming to the student, whatever. Because also, it was around the time where we were preparing for exams. So,
yes.
A lot of us, I mean, very panic, our school, our land, so,
yeah.
So, you know, so, we under that false pretense. And then, well and good, none of us was there except for Muruti, this young man. Now why it's a hala who it's a halang jo nakia wura wabana kitwa go lecture hall. I was the first one to walk in. And like I told her, this guy, yo, I've never seen a young man ali so tormented. Tormented and traumatized.
Yes.
And I'm like, King, how to boo? And then Babang Bata was like mola. But then he started crying. But for some strange reason, Muruti, I don't know why I said that. I was like, hey, after constantly talking about it, there are pastors on the loose who preach the word of God and behind the scenes that busy sleeping with small boys. I don't know why I said that. Even today, I don't understand. But for some strange reason, Mulumwaka wants some truth. Ah, Musumanola Allah, but he snapped out of it. Then he started confessing and confiding in us. Muruti Oha, Javela, Utoma, Utata, in a very unpatriotic shop.
So he
was freaked out and like traumatized. This is the same man, you know, last night, Napi Chan Tote powerful, but who repented, gave their life to the Lord. And just the next day, he's busy fondling this guy in a manner essing sharp. Because so shocked, you know?
Yeah.
But that's also, you know, areas of double standards. So, Baruti, 1 minute you are preaching, totally powerful, people are repenting. Behind closed door, we are busy now. And took off, that's like one practical example. But Marana, this would always have a problem. The scribes and Pharisees, or go on our you know, these days we even have people saying, do as I say, not as I do. And they're expecting you to to accept that, then we nke gore o tshwantse be fela ba lo tshwantse be nnete. So at the end of the day, a lot of leaders, they get away with this double standard because already they've set their own standards that are applicable to the, it's like the second different standards that are applicable to leaders, and there are also standards that are only applicable to the followers. So tolo ra go tshwane, you know. And like as I say, about the order of the day, demonstration, when you get told you do as I say, not as I do. And when you are told that you need to do as the leader says, not as they do, it means you can't even question the action. So hence, at the end of the day, they get away with a lot of murder because you can't question them. But now, banally, their own set of rules that govern them.
Sure.
And it's like they've created own world using the same scripture, unfortunately, but they live in their own world where they cannot be challenged, where they cannot be questioned, where it isn't okay, and they're comfortable living a double standard life. Like as I've correctly said, Murutu Gore, Marana Jesa had the same problem, same pharisaical attitude. We still find it in this era, in this era where Baruti e double standard ngapana ngapa ke lifestyle ile joko re go tsapela double standard. One man of God Nabulelan Tongwe said, or he was invited by certain servants of God for something, you know, they were in a conference about Baruti, and then in the evening they went somewhere, and then what itara are ubo ni mutholo gore these people, you are coming from a conference, what itara go tswa something totally different. They didn't see us, won't even partake and engage in those kind of things.
It is quite sad when we see these kinds of things really happening. It is shocking to even hear some of the things that are being said about double standards. It is, the time has just gone now to 23 minutes to the hour 7. And we are touching on the very issue of double standards by leaders. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729, or drop us a voice note about double standards that you see even today.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
I'm looking at Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 6. It says, "My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place." You know, leaders who are, peddled with double standards, they basically make all the people who follow them to forget the true relationship that they need to have with the Most High. It is quite sad. What say you about this, Tato?
Muruti, I think leadership always connects different industries. And leadership connects communities, as you mentioned, Nagore Simola. And it's very important that in our leadership, we remember that we are leading people back to Christ in the way that we do business, in the way that we lead in ministries, in the way that we lead in our homes. Let our leadership point to Christ.
Yes.
As it says that, follow Christ's example. On Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 27, Jesus says, those who hear his words and do them are wise. And they have built their homes on rock solid foundations. The winds howl and the rains come, even a flood comes, but the house but their house stands firm. Those who hear his words but fail to live by them are foolish builders. For me, interpreting that scripture, it talks about the standard that is set, not by us, but divinely set by God, to say that if we are wise, let us follow the example of Christ when it comes to leadership. Jesus was on earth and there were assignments that he had to do, and throughout all these assignments, you are in every now and then in a story that you read, you realize that he kept going back to the Father and he kept talking to the Father and asking for direction asking for guidance. And I feel we are never going to experience great leadership if we do not have leaders who inquire from the Father as to how to lead as to how to lead the church, as to how to lead the home. Because then we have the Holy Spirit that helps us on a daily basis, the Holy Spirit that helps us to understand and interpret to us the wisdom and everything that the Father always wants us to understand. So I feel if we are going to have leadership and the leadership is vague, the leadership is always contaminated with the worldly standards and does not want to come back to the fact that we are here for one reason, and the reason is to fulfill the plan and the will and the purpose of the Father. And when we are constantly swayed away by the winds, and the winds are referring to the worldly desires, the worldly standards, and the word does say that, be you not conformed unto the standards of the world, you know. Mm. And yet we falter so much as leaders, and having been the ones that actually set the standards as well, then that requires us to look deep in ourselves and to go back to God and say, Lord, but yes, I am in this position. I have actually agreed to do this and this as a leader, and I'm failing. It is there. Failure is there. As leaders, we need to admit that failure is there. And when you are failing, you need to go back to the Father. And don't be such a leader that fails, and then you continue to string people along. As a leader, when you are failing, your first stop is God.
Mm, I hear you quite well. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We are touching base on this, the very issue of double standards. Leaders with double standards, what do you make of them? These days, we seem to be having quite a lot of such.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. Mashadi, welcome. What say you of these? There's quite a massive scourge of double standards. I don't know if Mashadi, okay, I'll just try and try again and again and again until I get it right. Otherwise, send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. I got her now.
Wonderful Radio Pulpit listeners this evening. As we talk about a typology of leadership of leaders with double standards, we will navigate through scripture and understand what the Most High is saying about such. And what is it that we can do to help manage or reduce such, or even eradicate completely, because we need to repent and go back to a standard that has been set by the Most High and demonstrate attributes and qualities that are expected of a leader and leaders in different spaces. And I'm sure you'll agree, Pastor Ray, that this is a phenomenon or a topic that is multi-contextual, meaning there are different types of landscapes depending on where one is. because we differ from one country to another, including the type of, allow me to use the word, denominations, whether we call it Christianity or churchology or churchianity or religion. Different people use different words these days, and language changes from time to time. So in as much as it is multi-contextual, it is also multi, has multiple levels, rather, and has multiple content. As a result, allow me then to, to focus on three areas, which would be the family level and perhaps content a little bit around that, the church level and corporate, which are three areas. And God willing, or the, if the Elohim Allah allows, we'll then go into the country and talk about bodies of legislation that govern our nation, which are applied differently from one place to another or in different types of setups. The reason for saying that is informed by the very word double standard. The word double standard, or the phenomenon double standards, means a principle or policy that is applied differently to similar things without proper justification. In other words, you just take a principle. I prefer the word principle in this case because policies would then apply, be it in organizations, etc., etc. Let me use the word principle because it applies directly to us. We are not an organization. We are a group of people who believe in the existence of the Most High Elohim, and who serve Him, who is Spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Now, as far as principle is concerned, Yahuwah, the Most High, Abba Yahuwah, the Elohim, does not expect us to use or to apply double standards, because he says he actually detests them. And I'm borrowing this from the book of Proverbs chapter 20 verse 23, which says the Lord detests double standards. He is not pleased by dishonest scales. And then off the cuff, Muruti, I would say double standards create unfair expectations. And these unfair expectations can then harm relationships, because there are expectations from people that they would be treated equally. In the church, we expect people to be treated equally. In any family, children expect to be treated equally. In organizations, people expect to be treated equally. But then there are double standards in those various environments. Double standards create, to a very large extent, biases, and they lead to inequalities. They also lead to, or can inform, subtle types of discrimination, whether seen or unseen, felt or unfelt. And that's when we'll talk about then what an intersection. I use intersectionality as a concept or as a notion from time to time to explain these things. An intersection of three different things, which would be, in terms of the country, in terms of corporate, which would be an intersection of race, class, and gender. Why? Because organizations are genderized, organizations are racialized, and organizations have types of different types of class. Example, an example that I gave recently was, why, in fact, it was a question, why is it that we would have, particularly in churches which have different denominations, or which have parishes, as they call them, why is it that we would have a church that is predominantly white, based in an estate that is not pastored by a black pastor, whether that pastor is black, a woman or a man, that's besides the point, or, and or, why is it that we cannot, we do not have a predominantly black church in the township, poor for that matter, which is pastored by a white, male or female, it doesn't matter, pastor in that regard? So class, gender, and race cannot be avoided. Excuses may be given that, you know, white people worship in a different way and black people worship in a different way. And I thought we worship the only true Elohim, who is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. But now suddenly when it comes to our so-called churches, in our so-called very beautiful, expensive buildings, class applies, race applies, gender applies. Before I get carried away, let me read a text in the book of Hosea, chapter 10, and read from verse 1. Israel empties his vine. He brings forth fruit for himself. According to the multitude of his fruit, he has increased the altars. We've created our own altars. Interesting. According to the bounty of his land, they have emblemished his sacred pillars. Their heart is divided. Now they are held guilty. He will break down their altars. He will ruin their sacred pillars. With our sacred pillars, altars, what we call sacred houses of God, there is a problem right there when it comes to the standards that we use, and therefore double standards exist. When there is a budget, for example, in this particular denomination, and the budget has to be allocated to different parishes, a white church would receive a bigger budget because they give far more than a black church which is based in the township. So it is a double standard. It's a principle of giving, a budget or allocating a budget to different churches, but the standard differs. Why? Because of race. When women and men are appointed, selected and appointed and placed, whether itinerant or non-itinerant, in those denominations, in those different parishes, when it comes to their salary or stipends, as they would want to call them, those also differ based on race, and they also differ based on gender. Let's take it further. Those also differ in as far as class is concerned. Churches that are based in estates get more budget because the air conditioning is more expensive and the seats are more upmarket and the carpet is very expensive and the tiles are quite costly. Whereas when you look at the similar ablution facilities in the township, they're quite cheap, so they don't have to spend much money. Besides, recently they don't even have water. Besides, recently they don't even have electricity. So it is not important to give them as much portion of the budget as it would be important to give to those churches that are based in the suburbs or in estates. Double standards, Benekant and Die Kerk. These double standards then manifest in corporate Muruti. There's what we call social capital and political capital and knowledge capital. As a result, all these are applied in work environments, in corporate, in order to identify as to who should be in an executive position or who should be in a board type of position. I'm talking about board of directors now. We'll get to that. And that is informed by the the Companies Act and the King Code. But we're not going there. We're still double standards when it comes to the church. Because the same principles apply in various churches when it comes to who we appoint as elders or as board of directors. I won't mention the names of the churches in particular, but we know that there are churches which have black people on the board of directors, not because those black people are called or anointed by God, but because they happen to occupy very senior positions in corporate, or they are members of boards in corporate, and they are appointed all in the guise of coming in to assist the board of the church. In the meantime, that is not the agenda. The agenda is to take as much as they can from them in terms of money, one. Number two, in terms of appearance and or appeal, or to appeal to black people, that you know, in our church we do have black people too on the board of directors, etc. But trust me, those very black people with key, who occupy key positions in very important organizations in our country or internationally, they have no say when it comes to those boards in those churches, because class, race, and gender intersect. Mm. However, a white individual, and it may seem like I'm talking race here, but those are our realities. A white person, whether male or female, does not have a problem when he or she sits in that position, because they serve the interests of the church owner, and hence I would always talk about the title deed. But we see it also in denominations that all these happen. A pastor in Tembisa, in Soweto, in Danzane, who heads a denomination, a particular parish which belongs to a particular denomination, also applies the same tactics, the same principle of appointing people who are in key positions, not because they are called, but because they occupy certain positions, and they are brought in with the intention, or supposedly so, to assist the organization in the smooth running of this entity. Show me anyone in the Bible who was appointed for that purpose.
I hear you quite well, Mashadi, with regards to this. We're talking about double standards of leaders. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. 0826572729. Are we seeing leaders who are really going on double standards? Shadrach Kumalo, I see your WhatsApp there. Thank you very much. She says, hallelujah. All right, you can also give us a shout, 012-334-1322.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
All right, your daily companion, Radio Pulpit, it is. Funis Makam, let me bring this to you. When it comes to, you know, leaders with double standards, I am looking at Ezekiel 34. Sorry about that. Ezekiel 34, verses 2, says, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Yasharal. Prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Elohim Yahuwah to the shepherds, Woe to the shepherds of Yasharal, who feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? And the double standard is also there. When someone says, I'm your leader, I give you the spiritual food, I feed you. But basically, the true sense of the word is that they manipulate these so that they can feed themselves. Isn't it so, Muruti?
Muruti, kune leader, kune manipulator. A leader is somebody who leads from the front, and abantu abaza kuye baza true influence of what they see him doing.
Yeah.
But a professional manipulator is somebody who will play with your emotions. Ukholwa le nto lela awukitaze. Uma sekukitazekile ke, then ke uthatha le nto ayifunayo yena. A professional manipulator ufana nembungulu.
Yeah.
Imbungulu uma ifika kuwe, ifika ihambe kuwe ipurpose yayo akusuka hamba lapha phezu kwakho ukuthi yisake the blood that is a professional manipulator so most church hayengo ukuthi we have leaders we have professional manipulators in the church abazibiza ukuthi na they are pastors if you want to see it kule decade angithi suku 2024 from 2014 to 2024 kule decade manje esukuyo from lekuzana ubuzo ukuthi na utshintshe kangaka ama title 2014 he was an evangelist to Shisan. 2016, he's a pastor.
Yeah.
2019, now he's a bishop. Ukuza ngapha, ukuza ku 2022, he's a prophet. 2024, apostle, ngoba isekwe inye kategori angayibiza phezu kwa apostle. We understand. Uyibuze ukuthi na uNkulunkulu akatshintsha tshintshana na le ndoda kathi uyizwane le ndoda lebo. Uma umbulisa sawubona mfundisi Ray, hey akhi Ray akhi muruti no. Khona bjale sekumu profita.
Hey bana. Ke dokotela.
Akrina kitiba umuruti. Azohamba eyithula yonke le ndawo lena kina ndathe mprofit 2 years kina ndathe muapostolo 3 years kina ndathe mubishop nini kina ndathe archbishop ama double standard wonke lawo lento lenapho I understand ukuthi what is apostleship where you become apostle when are you a teacher when are you understand I can understand yonke lento lenapho teacher nje izinto lapho so that athola ikhundla uma afika abantwini bamnikeza isitulo saphambili. You understand?
Yeah.
Kona kala futhi la iDubek la kuthengiswa lezi mpurampura lezi la ezithengiswa ze-triple pink what bazigqoka impurampura enkulu lezi la zinama-tassels nje. Kona kala lapho. You understand? So bahamba batshintshatshintsha ama-tassels. Uthi laphayana kwezekiya chapter 13 umfundisi.
Yeah.
Uthi laphayana uJehova. This is what the Lord says, the sovereign Lord says. What shall await the false prophets who are following their own imagination and have seen nothing at all? All people of Israel, these people of yours are like jackals digging in the ruins. They have done nothing to repair the bricks in the wall around the nation. They have not helped it to stand firm in battle on the day of the Lord. Igebengu lezi zikhona mbudisi mina uyanhleka uma ngithi na most pastors kwa abantu babehleli la eBosberg la ba counter obviously ekseni ba counter ebusuku most of them then at I know inkinga kufike leya chaplain liyana yafika diamond wafika wakhuluma then ngavuma you know these people utsotsi akayeka ubutsotsi utshintsha ama-tricks yokushaya ngawo washo samaromeso atisigebenga sitshintshi ile nto lela i-trick yokushaya asitshintshi ubugebengu sitshintsha i-trick sizokushaya ngayo manje ngoba wayeshaya kahle le ngaphandle baze bambobo manje ubuya ne-polite way uthatha umuntu. The Bible says, you must never appoint a pastor who is a novice. Ufikile lo muntu lolo within 2 years afika buka nini ni se umfundisi asambe nisombekele branch akakakhuli lo muntu lola.
Yeah.
Afika la afundisa manga jesa abantu maphela yonke le nto lapho nini ni uchichile second that em prophet uvule enye branch. You understand? Do you know kuthi nakudliwa ikopo emasontweni ezisidlo senkosi? Ikopo zengululu, ikopo zezinja.
Bible.
Do you know kuthi
zezinja?
Jahliwa mfundisi bayahla abantu angithi bafuna kwezulwini. Bafuna kwezulwini musabantu. Bamsaba uNkulunkulu mina.
Eya.
So, do you know yonke into le lapho yenzakalayo right now? The gospel ilahlelwe phansi. The kingdom kaNkulunkulu ayisaphrithwa ukuphuma esonweni akusashumayelwa kushumayelwa only about giving so that you may go to heaven. You can suffer here, then you will be rich in heaven. That's what they are doing. And we raise abantu uma bayibona lento lela bacanga ukuthi all the church ziyafana. Bona labantu laba lapha. Bona labantu abahu are preaching this ama double standard wona lawa la. Abekho ku kingdom. Abantu nje abazimele eqaleni.
Mm.
They are not in the kingdom of the of Yahushua HaMashiach. They are not there.
Mm. Yeah.
But bazenzela into zabo. Uvula itendenyana labo niniliwile ninini sekurese umntwana la ninini kunomuntu ofile khona la. You know mfundisi. It's a mess. Double standard in the church. Double standard in the church.
Said.
Angisushumayela ivangeli yekuNkulunkulu.
uNkulunkulu
is a God of order.
Mm.
And God wants the order kuthi irestoreka ebandleni lakhe.
Yile
nto uJehova ayidingayo. Akusena order ebandleni likaNkulunkulu. Nongobani kuyangena, kuyagqokwa, kwenziwani. You know kuthi na. You know, I was shut up to say kuthi na. Kunabantu bahamba ebakhishwa izifishi, kunabantu bahamba ebanyathelwa, kunabantu kunabafundisi who don't even touch umhlabathi lo lapho, kumele bahlale etubini bakukwe kuze bashumayele kahle. Yini yonke le nto le lapho?
Yeah, it's sad. Anyway,
you know mfundisi wami,
yeah, now I hear you.
Asibuyeleni sibe ibandla likaNkulunkulu lapho siyoba sikhuluma iqiniso yezwi likaJehova.
Absolutely.
And that's what God has called us to preach the kingdom of the living God.
I hear you quite well. We are taking your calls 012-334-1322. And of course, Thursday Live, the name of the show. My name is Ray. I'm talking to Pastor Makamu, Tato Landu, the Apostle Pumlamfene, and also Mashadi Mutobi. We are looking at double standards today, what these are about, especially in leaders.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit. Impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.